Ladies and gentlemen, you are indeed welcome to this sixth major reading, poetry reading, of the 1970-71 year. I have an announcement concerning the spring poetry contest on the campus for students. Anyone who desires and needs information about the poetry contest should get in touch with the Poetry Center. And one other announcement, the reception after tonight's reading, which had been planned for the South Lawn of the Poetry Center, has been changed to the Terrace Lounge of the Student Union due to the threat of inclement weather. All of you are welcome at the reception to meet our poet and help drink the punch and eat the cookies. Some 11 years ago, Ruth Stefan gave to the University of Arizona a small cottage on Highland Avenue near Speedway, where she had been living and had been finishing her novel, My Crown, My Love. It was to be used as a library for poetry, where students might drop in and read. She also gave the initial collection of 600 volumes. She had had such a library in her own house when her children were growing, and she had seen how its presence instilled in her family a love for poetry. By the fall of 1961, when Robert Frost was here on the campus, the new center was ready for use. With Mrs. Stefan present, Frost gave his blessing to the unique venture. In the 10 years since, the Ruth Stefan Poetry Center has moved into a larger house, its library has grown fivefold, and its program of presenting living poetry and live poets to the campus and the town has flourished. Among poets and friends of poetry around the country, the center is known and admired. Its impact has been greatest on Arizona students. Soon after the center moved into its present quarters, I followed one evening, two men students up the steps of the center, heading for an evening of program of readings. I overheard this. "Gee," one of them said to the other, "I wasn't aware that this university was interested in anything but football." With the cooperation of the university, Ruth Stefan has continued to support the center with counsel, encouragement, and money. Because she herself is a fine poet, the giver and the gift have blended in a rare and happy way. Many of you know of her accomplishments as poet, novelist, editor, translator. To recall a few of them, very briefly, in the late 40s, she conceived and edited, practically single-handed, the unusual literary and art magazine, The Tiger's Eye, of which, incidentally, the center owns a rare, complete run. She published two successful historical novels, on the 17th century, Queen Christina of Sweden, The Flight, and My Crown, My Love. She translated and edited a volume of Peruvian folk verse. She has had two volumes of her own poetry published, Prelude to Poetry, and various poems. And in her travels around the world, She has been an enthusiastic apostle for poetry and letters as a medium for international understanding. In 1963, the University of Arizona recognized her achievements by awarding her the degree of Doctor of Letters. Poet William Meredith, who is here with Robert Frost on the occasion of the center's birth, had wanted to be here for this celebration of its 10th birthday. He asked whether he might have the honor of introducing Ruth for her reading. To everyone's disappointment, it proved impossible for him to make the journey from Connecticut at this time. But I have here his tribute, and I read Bill Meredith's words. "If Ruth Stefan had done no more than create and guide the Tiger's Eye, that brilliant symposium of creative thought and action, poets would have been left in her lasting debt. I have rediscovered the excellence of the magazine every time I have stayed at the Poet's Cottage in Tucson. But the same imagination went on to contrive in the Poet's House another kind of gift to poetry. I have stayed there 3 times and written poems there. I was privileged to be at the dedication of the house, and I remember thinking how hard it must have been to give away, even to fellow poets, a place where one's own work had gone well. For it is as a poet that Ruth Stefan comes at her other creative acts, and her latest gift to poetry in Tucson is an appropriate reminder of this, a reading of her own fine work. Ruth."
I'm often asked why I gave the Poetry Center to the University of Arizona, not to any of the places I have lived. Well, the truth is that this is where I woke up with the idea, and I had to do it immediately. It was a completely spontaneous idea. And this idea couldn't have lasted a year if it hadn't been embodied. So while you're thanking me, I think you should also thank the persons who entered this in the beginning and have worked every day for 10 years to give you and me and the poets what we have now. Now I'm going to name them in the order of which they heard of the idea. Now, the first one who heard it was right after I woke up, and that was Lucy Taylor. Stand up. And she's been with it ever since. Now, the next one who heard it was about half an hour later, when I made a telephone call to my landlady to tell her I would buy the house after renting it for 2 years if the University of Arizona would accept it as a gift. Of course, I said I didn't know anybody at all at the university, but this was just an idea. Now, this lady was Ada McCormick. You see, she's still working with us. In 4 hours, Ada McCormick had me sitting in the office of the president of the university, who'd never heard of me, nor I ever met him. And this president immediately recognized this idea as something he liked for the university and accepted it. This is Dr. Harville, who slipped. So Dr. Harville appointed a board. He asked me if I knew anyone at the University of Arizona, and I said no. Oh, and then I said, I did meet one man at the party of a friend. So he appointed this man as the chairman of the board, Dr. Lawrence Muir. Stand up. He's here. Now let's see, who we got next? Oh, yes. The next one, who was then vice president of the university, is the one who changed the name. The name was to be the University of Arizona Poetry House. And this wonderful man, David Patrick, who can't be here in person because he's not alive, took me to lunch and gave me one or two martinis, I don't know if I counted, insisting that it had to be called the Ruth Stefan Poetry Center. I kept insisting that if he named it that, I would think I was dead every time I looked at the name. But after a couple of martinis, you just don't know if you're dead or alive, so we did it. Then came the rest of the board, and there's one, I don't know if she's here tonight, who was teaching the only class of modern poetry at the time, if my history is accurate, Dorothy Fuller. Has Dorothy come? There she is. Then I walked into the Poetry Center after I had given it, and they started it, and there was sitting a graduate student, or I didn't know who it was, there was sitting a young man reading, said he was a graduate. In fact, I walked in the door, just been set up with the books. I said, "Who are you?" And he said to me, "Who are you?" So we exchanged names, and that young man has been one of the most important persons in the center. That's Richard Shelton. Did he come? Richard, stand up. And as you know, he is not only carried out teaching creative poetry, but is now known all over the country as one of our finest poets. Magazines, big and little, compete for his poems. And he has just won the United States Award, is that the name of it, for his last book. Well, after Dick, the next person was when we had two who really came and still is with us, working hard, was the next year when the university gave us a director. And our first director was Laverne Clark. Who is still our photographer and has become noted in her own field of folklore. Well, there are two other people here that have been important parts of the center and have returned. One was a teacher who became a poet, well, very well known, who has spoken here, and that's Keith Wilson. Who flew over for this celebration. And then, if he has come to the reading as he promised, I think a young man you should see, because he was the first student in this university. And you know how many students now go to the Poetry Center, but this was the first student who had the courage to walk alone to the Poet's House to meet the poet. And I was the guinea pig poet before anybody else was invited. They had to see what would happen if they asked the students to come. So this young man who no one knew wrote poetry answered this kind of posters, I don't know what they put around, and he came to the house and he met me and we talked about poetry, and he then wrote, "Peter, are you here?" Peter Andros. Did he come? Oh, he won't stand up. He called yesterday and said he was going to come. Where is he? He wrote the first poem that was written because of the Poetry Center by a student, and I gave it to the university. It was called, and he said it was in my honor, it was called "The Indian at the Supermarket." Now, the Poetry Center, I don't know if all of you know, had a child about 6 years ago. We had started another small poetry center at the University of Texas, and Richard Shelton, the director at that time, flew over and blessed the child. So they have sent back, I understand, a young man to help us. That is Mr. Patterson. This is our child. Now, Mr. Patterson represents a legitimate child. I have now heard that there are all kinds of illegitimate children springing out all over Arizona, that there's no birth control in poetry. So, the poets have written many letters and telegrams. They, too, have been part. Great poets. As you know, you've heard them. Poets from all over this country, Canada, and even to the present poet laureate of England, Cecil Day Lewis, who came here before he was appointed poet laureate, has written a handwritten letter. I have a stack of these laudations for the center today on our celebration. They have loved the idea from the beginning. And of course, we couldn't have grown as we did without them. Now there's just one more, and that's all of you. What the poets have said is that they find the greatest audiences in America here, the most responsive. And Walt Whitman has said that great audiences make great poets. So I thank you. I'll clap for you. Now, I'm going to ask you to forget the Poetry Center. I'm going to ask you to forget that I had or have anything to do with it. I am a poet. Now we have to go into the universe, you and I, with what I have to say about it, together. Here's the universe.